From Washington, this is VOA News. British police at this hour have named two of the three men who carried out Saturday's terror attack in London. 27-year-old Khurram Butt was married with two children and lived in East London for a number of years. Butt was a British citizen born in Pakistan, moving with his parents to Britain when he was very young. Police said he was known to counter-terror officers and the intelligence services, but officials insist there was no sign he was planning an attack. The other attacker, named as Rashid Redouane, aged 30, he claimed he was a Moroccan-Libyan and lived for several years in Ireland. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Monday that police are still working to determine the identities of all the victims, but that so far it is known they include people of several nationalities. She said this was an attack on London and the United Kingdom, but it was also an attack on the free world. London police carried out more raids Monday and detained a number of people during searches at locations in the Newham and Barking areas. Afghanistan's beleaguered President Ashraf Ghani will host an international conference Tuesday in a new attempt to reach agreement with all parties on how to end an increasingly deadly conflict in the country and collectively fight cross-border terrorism. On Monday, the foreign ministry said that representatives from Iran and Pakistan will attend, as well as the United States, Russia, India, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, Britain, the United Nations, and the European Union. The extent of the U.S. role in Afghanistan is now under review by the Trump administration. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Saudi